You're listening to a podcast from 702. Reedy Cabby on 702, your number one news and talk station on 92.7 and 106 FM.
8 minutes past 5 o'clock. Thank you very much for staying with us. This is the third and final hour of the show. Please do drive carefully. And we are all over bringing you stories that are happening now, clips of conversations. I know I promised you we missed part of Pravin Gordhan's speech as we went for the 4 o'clock news. We did cut the final bit, which I think is very important. Many of you are calling and SMSing. You're asking me questions about a secret ballot. And I said that we will find out. We were going to speak to an expert to tell us about how it would unfold, under what circumstances is a secret ballot allowed, under what circumstances is it denied. Has it ever been used before? And if it has, how did it justify the lack of consistency? Well, I didn't have to do my homework because there seemed to be some developments. Bantu Holomisa is the leader of the United Democratic Movement. Good afternoon to you, Mr. Holomisa. Lots of people are SMSing us. They're asking how this vote of no confidence is going to happen, secret or no secret. What does the opposition want? What does the speaker say?
Well, this morning I wrote to the speaker, reminding her that we have requested that this motion of no confidence be determined by way of secret ballot. And she has not responded to that. So I wrote another letter this morning. And we have said if by 10 o'clock tomorrow she doesn't comply, we will be duty-bound to seek another remedy, legal remedy.
So basically you've requested the secret ballot and there's been no response.
Yes, you remember in my original letter where I joined the other parties, I emphasized on the need that secret balloting should be utilized. Now she has not responded to that. And then I reminded her again today. Then if she fails to respond, then we follow another route.
Just tell, you've been in Parliament for many, many years, and those of us who are outside of it, I can't remember which votes when, but I do seem to recall that the vote around, was it it wasn't the secret bill, when Ben Turok...
No, normally it's done when you, if more than one candidate is nominated for the position of president, a vote must be taken at the meeting by secret ballot. We did this when JZ ascended to power because there was the leader of the COP who was contesting. Again, in 2014, one of the members of the DA put her name. Then we went through the secret ballot route. So what we are asking now is that in terms of Section 57 of the Constitution, it says the National Assembly may determine its internal arrangements, proceedings, and procedures. So when we write to the Speaker, we expect her to table the correspondence in front of the Program Committee or the presiding officers. Those forums sometimes they are attended by chief whips. And then she should say there is this request from party X, but she has not done that. For her to just reject it, it shows that she is conflicted. Already there are people who are intimidating the ANC MPs. You heard Mazibuko of Mpumalanga. Is it Mazibuko, ne?
Mabuza,
the premier of Mpumalanga. Hey, I forget the names of these glorified homeland leaders sometimes. So Mabuza has already issued a statement threatening the would-be ANC MPs would vote with the opposition. Therefore, we feel strongly that this call for for this debate is in the national interest. Therefore, everybody must feel free and be protected. Right now, we are talking about even the banks have been relegated to junk status because of one person who is messing up the country and this economy.
All right, that's Bantolo Misa. Well, we'll keep our eyes and ears open and inform the nation as and when developments happen. Thanks indeed for talking to us.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Bantolo Misa, United Democratic Movement leader. Okay.